From Spark and Anvil and Nexus Forge, this is Damp, in Chapter 1 of the Nexus Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The little pond behind the workshop kept trying to fill up, and Damp kept watching it fail. Rain had been coming down all morning. A stream fed in from the hill, and Damp, a cool river blue otter with soft cream stripes on his vest, sat on the bank with his chin in his paws, not doing much of anything. Every time the water climbed too high, a small notch in the far edge let a trickle spill out. Every time it dropped too low, the stream topped it back up. The pond never overflowed. It never ran dry. It just sat there, quietly refusing to change. A duckling paddled over, ruffled and impatient. "You've been staring at that puddle for an hour. Nothing's happening." "Lots is happening," Damp said. "It's working very hard to stay exactly the same." The duckling looked at the still water, then at Damp, unconvinced. "Watch." Damp reached out and pushed a pawful of water up over the notch. The pond level dipped. Then the stream, unbothered, topped it right back up to where it had been. Damp scooped again. Again the stream refilled it. "See? Every time I shove it one way, something shoves it back. It's got a spot it wants to be at, and it fights to get there." He sat back, satisfied. "That's not a puddle doing nothing. That's a puddle protecting a level." The duckling stared at the notch, at the stream, at the water sliding calmly back to where it started. "Huh," she said. "It's like it's got a plan." "It's got a thing it's keeping safe," Damp said. "Most quiet things do."
Damp had learned to notice that the year his family's den kept flooding. He was small then and scared of the rising water. Every storm, the river climbed, and every storm, his mother dug a new channel to let the extra drain away. Damp remembered watching her dig in the rain, exhausted, and thinking the river was their enemy, a mean thing that kept attacking. His grandmother, an old otter with a slow voice, had sat with him under the mud roof while the water rose outside. "You're angry at the river," she said. It wasn't a question. Damp nodded, chest tight. "The river isn't attacking us, little one. The river is trying to keep itself level, the way it always has. It doesn't even know we're here." She wrapped her tail around him. "When something keeps pushing back no matter what you do, it's usually not being cruel. It's protecting something. Find out what, and you stop fighting a monster and start understanding a neighbor." Damp did not stop being scared that night, but the mean feeling drained out of him, the way water finds a notch. The storm was still loud. It just wasn't personal anymore. Somehow, that made it possible to sit with.
He walked to Nexus Forge at 12, because a place that studied how things connect ought to understand the parts that fight to stay the same. Mesh, the mentor who ran the workshops, met him at the gate. He didn't ask Damp to prove he was clever. He asked one thing: "Show me something that resists." Damp didn't answer with words. He filled a cup with water and set a floating cork in it, then pressed the cork under with one claw. The moment he let go, the cork popped straight back up to the surface and bobbed there, stubborn. "It won't stay down," Mesh said, testing him. "It's protecting something," Damp said. He pushed it under again. Again, it rose. "Every time I move it off its spot, something lifts it back. If I want to know why it won't stay, I don't fight it harder. I ask what it's keeping safe." He let the cork settle. "This one's keeping itself at the top. Once you know that, you stop being surprised." Mesh watched the cork bob for a long moment. "You belong here," he said.
Damp's favorite lesson was a city on a screen, a planning game where the roads kept clogging. A class crowded around it. Too many cars, so the city built a road. The new road made driving easy, so more people drove, so there were more cars, so the city built another road. Tiny cars blinked red. The kids groaned. "It's broken," a girl named Pip said. "It just does the same thing forever." "It's not broken," Damp said gently. "It's doing exactly its job. Look, every time driving gets hard, the city fixes it. It springs back like my cork, he pointed. So here's my question. What is this loop protecting? The class went quiet, studying the map. Is it protecting how easy it is to drive? Pip tried. Exactly, Damp's whiskers lifted. Every time you shove it, it protects driving ease, even when that costs a park or a safe path to school. The loop isn't the enemy. It's a very loyal guard, guarding the one thing it was told to guard. He tilted his head. But watch what happens if we change what it guards. He tapped the screen, and the rule shifted from keep driving easy to keep getting around easy. Walking, buses, bikes, all counted now. The little city rearranged itself. Fewer roads, a bus that came every few minutes, kids walking to school. Same kind of loop, Damp said. Same springing back. Different thing kept safe, and a whole different city. Pip stared at it. So it was never really about the roads. It's never really about the roads, Damp agreed. It's about what somebody, once, decided to protect.
Later, when the room had emptied, Pip came back with one quieter question. When a loop keeps pushing back, she said, and you can't see why, how do you find the thing it's protecting? Damp thought about the flooding den and the rain and his grandmother's tail around him. You get curious instead of angry, he said. That's the honest trick. When something won't stop resisting you, there's this tight spinning your wheels feeling, like you're fighting a monster that won't die. But the monster is almost always just a guard doing its job. The second you ask, what are you keeping safe, the fight goes soft. You're not up against a wall anymore. You're standing next to a neighbor, working out what matters to them. Pip nodded slowly, and Damp watched the frustrated hunch ease out of her shoulders, the same way years ago the fear had drained out of his. He didn't say the rest aloud, but he thought it, warm and sure. The things that push back hardest are usually the ones protecting the most. You don't beat them. You listen for what they're holding, and then you get to choose whether it's still the right thing to hold.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Damp. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.